Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Korach. Now, all of us are familiar with the narrative portion of this parsha, the whole story with Korach and his party rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. One of the underlying themes of the whole sedra, both the narrative portion and the end, which is halachic in terms of mitzvahs, relates to the role of the Kohanim and the Kahuna within Klal Yisrael. First of all, at the very beginning of the Sedra begins in Bamidbar Parak Tezayin, the first couple of psukim printed in Source 1. Vayikach Korach, Beitzar Ben Kos, etc., right? Korach, and accompanied by Dosan Aviram, and a gentleman by the name of On Ben Peles, who disappeared. Anyway, it says, Vayakumu Yifnei Moshe, they came before Moshe, together with 250 other people, and a Pasuk Gimel, in Source 1, in Parak Tezayin, Vayikolu Al Moshe, Alam Amar Alem, Rav Lochem. You've taken enough for yourself, Rashi says in Source 2, Rav Lochem, Harbe Yosem Yidala Katam Latz Mohammed Gedula. You seize for yourself too much authority, too much power, too much greatness. And after all, Kikola Eder Kulam Kadoshim, everybody, we're all a holy nation and so on. We're all at Har Sinai. Umadua Tisnasu Al Kal Hashem, why should you rule over the people? Rashi says that what Korach was getting at was in second Rashi in Pasuk Gimel, Madua Tisnasu Im Lakachta Ato Malchus, if you took for yourself, Moshe, the role of being the Melech, the role of being the political leader, you should not have taken the role of the Kahuna for your brother. What kind of business is that? That's nepotism. Why did you give him the role of Kahuna? You weren't the only ones who heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak at Har Sinai. Everybody heard about it. In other words, according to this Rashi, one of the things which Korach was challenging Moshe about was the selection of Aaron as the Kohen. So there was a challenge relating to the Kahuna. A little later in the Seder, a few psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Korach in Parak Tezayin there in Pasuk Ches, Moshe Korach, Shimon Abnei Levi, listen. And Pasuk Tes, Hama'at Mikam, it's not enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you certain positions which weren't given to the rest of Klal Yisrael, right? Kivdil Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hashem Ha'aretz Olakir Hashem Elov. Okay, La'avod Es Havaros Mishkan Hashem V'lamod Lifnei Eidol Hashorsam, Rashi says in 4, V'lamod Lifnei Eidol Lashir Al Aduchan, right? You, the Levi'im, sing, because Korach was a Levi, right? As the first Pasuk says back in 1, V'ikach Korach Ben Yitzhar Ben Kos Ben Levi. So the Levi'im had a role. So Moshe says at the end of Pasuk Yud, there will be Kashtem Gam Kahuna. You also want, you've been selected, as Rashi says in Pasuk Yud, Vayakrev Oschol Osa Sheir Shehichi V'roshar Bas Yisrael. The rest of the Jewish people weren't given this role. You were. You have a special role. You want Kahuna as well. So from there too, in that phrase, Vikashtem Gam Kahuna, it's clear from the Torah that the people of Korach's rebellion, in part, were rebelling because they wanted something to do with the Kahuna. They were challenging the role of Aaron as the Kohen. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to try and demonstrate that this wasn't his idea. Okay, he didn't select Aaron himself. He was doing everything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. But again, we see clearly that one of the underlying challenges being brought by Korach and his followers related to the Kahuna. And a little bit later, after the earth opens up and after the 250 men bring their incense with the machtos, the fire pans, so Source 5 in Parag Yud Zion, and part of the first five psukim, right, go gather those copper fire pans, and what you do with them, in Pasuk Gimel, it says, bang them out, hammer them out, right? Some pachim they should be made into these fire pans should be beaten down, hammered down, and made into a cover for the Mizbeach. Okay, that's a different discussion, exactly how that worked. Elazar did so, and what's the reason for that? At the end of Pasuk Gimel, v'yil os livnei Yisrael. Look at Rashi in 6. Perkid Zion Pasuk Gimel Viula Os Lizikaron Shayomu Elo Hayo Maosan Shenechukala Kahuna Benisifu. That people will see this addition to Mizbeach and recall the whole story of Korach. This is what happened to the people who challenged, who argued regarding the Kahuna. So again, you see that was the focal point or a focal point of the argument. And again, Pasuk itself says that. After Elazar did it, look at Pasuk Hay in the end of 5. Zikaron Livnei Yisrael, this should be a remembrance for Bnei Yisrael. That nobody who was a czar, nobody who was not from a seed, from the descendants of Aaron, should ever come again and offer an incense offering in the in front of Hashem. The people should no longer ever again be like Korach and his party. Okay, Kasher Dibur Shmei Ad Moshe Lo, Rashi says, as was said about Aaron, look at the last Rashi in six. So Yehu Baruch Kohanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that Aaron and his children, they're going to be the Kohanim. So again, you see from all of this, a little bit later in the Sedra, in the same parak and parak Yud Zayin, we know that Aaron and all the other tribal leaders put their staffs down, and the staff of Aaron, the Matta Aaron, blossomed, it flowered, and it produced almonds and so on. And there too, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in Perk and Zion, Pasuk of 7, "Vayomer Shal Moshe Hashavas Matan Lefnei Edus Mishmeres Laos Livnei Meri." Put this staff right in a place where it can be seen by the Mishkan near the Aron. Okay, it's a sign for anyone who might rebel. Okay, and again, Rashi says there in 8 and Perk and Zion, Pasuk of Hey, "Lemishmeres Laos Lizikaron Shebacharati BeAaron Hakoyin." Below Yilonu Or Alakuna. So throughout the whole narrative, the whole story of Korah, we see that the complaint related to the Kahuna, related to the fact that Aaron and his descendants were made the Kohen and nobody else. This is what they were complaining about. And the various signs were set up so that people shouldn't complain anymore about the Kahuna. So it all had to do with the Kahuna. Then, the very end of the parasha, the last section of the parasha, starting in the next parak, I printed the source line, Parak Yuches Pasuk Zion, has to do with the various matnos kahuna, the various gifts and things that are given to the Kohanim, like truma. And it says over there in Parak Yuches Pasuk Zion, source line, V'atov anecha itcha tishmeru es kahuna aschem. You, Aaron, and your descendants guard, so to speak, your status as Kohanim, l'chol dvar mizbeach, relating to anything that had to do with bringing karbonas on mizbeach, when beis la paroches, inside, you know, beyond the paroches, v'avaratem avodas matana etena, v'avaratem, right, avodas matana etena es kahuna aschem. I'm giving you this role as kohanim, v'azara karav yumas. Any non-kohen who comes to do this will be put to death. And again, the next pasuk ches, v'adaber shemel aron, v'ani hinei nosati l'chos mishmeres trumosai, the whole kodshim, and so you get certain gifts, truma and kodshim and so on. And Rashi says there in 10, Perikun Ches, Pasuk Ches, Rashi says, V'ani hine nasati lecha, b'simcha, I'm giving it to you b'simcha, and he says, Moshalom ala dober dome, it's like a king who gave a field or a piece of land, the real estate, to some follower of his, but he didn't sign anything, he didn't notarize it in court or anything, and someone then came and complained about it. So now, because Baruch Hu, the owner, the king, said, I'll write everything down and so on. So look at the last part of 10, that Rashi, Afkan, Levisha, Bo, Korach, Virer, Keneged, Aaron, Ala, Kahuna, Bo, Kosov, Enosano, Chav, Dalad, Matnos, Kahuna, Bebris, Melech, Olam, 24, they're not all mentioned here in Parshas Korach, many of them are, the Matnos, Kahuna. Okay, and that's why this is mentioned here. So even in the non-narrative section of the parsha, it's about the Kohanim and their special role and so on. So that's why entitled this year, are all our Kohanim today really Kohanim, right? Because this is the Sedra about the Kohanim. Not only, as I said, in the narrative part, but in the halachic part as well. All has to do with the challenge to Kahuna and eventually to what's given to the Kohanim. So what I'd like to talk about today, we have Kohanim today. So the question is, are they really Kohanim or not? Are they fully Kohanim or not? So what do you mean, are they fully Kohanim or not? Why not? So the the problem. We take a look, we find the following. First, there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin, Samech Vav Mebei, source 11. In general, we know kamokom sheish kiddushim ein avera havlad holech achar hazochar. Anytime you have a union between a man and a woman, a Jewish man and the woman, there's no avera, and kiddushim will be valid. The marriage could be valid. They're permitted to be with each other. There's no avera at all. And they have a child havlad holech achar hazochar. The status of the child depends upon the father, the male. That's, in that sense, it's patrilineal descent. That's in a case where there's a valid kiddushin, no avera, nothing. What's an example? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that, Zuko henes Levi Israel, Shanosa, the Kohen Levi Israel. A woman was from the family of Kohanim, Levim, or Israel, and married a man from that family. You know, Kohanim, Levim, and Israel are allowed to marry among each other. It's perfectly valid marriage and so on. So in that sense, what's the child going to be? So it depends what the father is. If the father is a Kohen, then the child will also be a Kohen. The father is a Levi. The child will also be a Levi. That's how Rashi explains. In some of them, Beis and 12, Kol Mokom Shesh Kedushim Ein Avero, what it means is Shesh Kedushim Tovsim Bav Ein Avero V'Nisuin, Shalom Asai Tot Torah Lov. It's not a case where there's any prohibition the Torah Asard, okay, the Kedusha work, and a Levi, and the next Rashi, Kohenes, Levi Yisrael is Levi, Shanasa Kohenes. Or Yisrael is Bino Levi, right, a Levi marries a girl whose father was a Kohen, okay, or, uh, or, uh, or, or she marries a or he marries Israelis, the child's gonna be a Levi. Kohen, she knows Levi Israelis, but not Kohen. Yisrael, she knows Kohen Levi. Have a lot of Yisrael. Why? Because it says Lemishbechosam Leveis Havosam. That's a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Source 13. By the Rosh Hashanah Bamidbar Sinai, when he tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take the census at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, the phrase used in pasuk Beis there in Source 13, the second line: Suas Rosh Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Mishpechosam Leveis Avosam. Leveis Avosam says Rashi in Source 14. Leveis Avosam Misha Aviv Mishavet Echad VeImam Mishavet Acher Yakum Al Shavet Aviv. This is true not only of a Kohen, a Levi, so any tribe. If someone from Reuven, the man from the Shevet Reuven, marries a girl from Shevet Shimon, the status of the child is going to be like the father. That's in all of these cases. And that's how the Rambam brings Hilchos Yisur Rebiya Perek Yud Tes Halacha Tes Vav 15. Kohanim Levi Yisrael and Mutarin Lovo Zevezeh, they're mutted to marry each other, right? The Havlad Holech Achar Zohar, and the child's status is determined by the male, by the father. Shenemar, and he quotes different psukim also there in Parshat Bamidbar. I picked it back in 13, right? It's pasuk Gid Ches in 13. Ve'es kol yedei akilu be'echad l'chol shenem ha'isyaldu al mishpechosam l've'es avosam. That's the phrase Rashi, the Rambam chooses to quote. Shenemar ha'isyaldu mishpechosam l've'es avosam. Beis aviv hi mishpachto ve'ein beis imo mishpachto. In this particular instance,
that was the problem with our Kalel.
Yes, right. At the end of the other side, right. The Kalel, what shape was he from? The mother's mirror. Yeah. So, but basically, the Torah is telling us, and that's the halacha, the Rambam quotes, Shulchan Aruch also quotes, 16, Ebenezer, Ezer, Simon Ches, Sif Aleph, Kohanim Levi, Misraelim, Mutarim, Lobo, Zebezeh, Behavlad, Holech, Achar, Zohar. So, good. So, you have a coin. So, the father's a coin. The child's also a coin, right? Like the old joke. Why do I want to be a coin? Well, my father's a coin. My grandfather's a coin. I'd also like to be a coin. Right. So that, right. They give a donation. We'll let you do it. Anyway, the point is that the person is a coin and there's no issue. So, why should we have any problem today? We have a person who comes up and he's a coin. And I didn't know he's a coin. The father was a coin. Good. That works. But we find the following on that pasuk, which we quoted before. From our Sedra, back in source line, a Perek Yud Ches, in Pasuk Zion, it says, Tishmuras Kuvanaschem, L'chol Dvarmzech, Ulimibes La Paroches, Ulimibes La Paroches. So the Sifrei has a comment in source 17, Piska Kuf Tes Zion, here in Parshas Korach, it says, Ulimibes La Paroches, Mikan Omru, Mokom Hoya Achore Beis La Paroches. There was a chamber, there was an office near where the paroches is, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Shasham Bolkim Yechusei Kehuna. That's where they would check out the lineage, the genealogy relating to Kohanim. But the Medrash is telling us in the Mishnah, Maseches fills it in, expands. The Mishnah, Maseches Midas, Parakei, Mishnah Dalet, Source 18. The Mishnah says, Lishkas HaGozis, there was a chamber, one of the offices, one of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Beis HaMikdash compound. Shom Haisus and Hedri Gadol Shisrael Shevet. That's where the high court, the Sanhedrin, sat. Vidona, and among things that they did was Vidona Esakahuna. When a person showed up and wanted to be participate as a Kohen, so they would check his genealogy. They would check his family lineage. That was part of their job. And the Kohen Shenimtza Bopsul, if they found out that Taka, there was something invalidated, it wasn't really a Kohen, it was something, you know, back a generation or two or whatever that invalidated him as a Kohen. He wore dark clothes, and I would say he wasn't permitted to serve as a Kohen, and he would leave. But if they didn't find anything wrong, then Lovish Lavoni put on white clothes. Some say it means that he could put on the big day kahuna. Right? Now he could go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash as a bona fide Kohen. And on certain days, they made a big party. If they didn't find anybody, it was no psul, and so on and so on, everything good. And they said a bracha, right? Bracha, shabracha, bracha, ba'aron uvonov, and so on. The Tiferes Yisrael, the Yochin Aboaz, the Yochin in there in Maseches Midos, Parakei, Maseches Midos in Mishnah has nothing to do with Midos Tova's good character traits. Midos there means measurements. It's about the physical structure and different things relating to the Beis HaMikdash. So, not to have any confusion with that. But anyway, so Maseches Midos, the Mishnah Parakei, and Os Lamed Dal, the Tiferes Yisrael, the Donna Sakuna 19, calling on a kahuna. It was a job of the Sanhedrin to check everything about kahuna. She'ain Kohen Nichnas Lavoda Ad Shebotkin Achei Yechusel. No Kohen was permitted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash until they checked his genealogy, his family lineage. And also Shein Bamu. He didn't have any physical disqualifications, all the different things. Ukimo Kaini Ed Don Shamis Halaviyim. Shein not only the Kohanim, but the Levium also, that there's nothing that disqualifies him from serving as a Levi. And various other things, they were done, things related to the Karbonis, that's what they would do. And this was the place where all the laws came from and so on. It doesn't mean only the matters of Kuna, that's what they're talking about over here, okay? And if there was, at the end of the day, look in Lamed Vav, if there were no plus of the Kohanim found, they were very excited and made a party, okay. Anyway, this is also in the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Aloch Aleph, Perek Zayin, Aloch Aleph, Tosefta and Sanhedrin, 20, V'sham Yoshin Abot, Kiris Yichusei Kehuna, V'Shichusei Leviya, that's where they would check the genealogy of a Kohen, of a person who claimed to be a Kohen, a person who claimed to be a Levi, and so on and so forth, okay? But then he said, no Kohen could go in. Now, if he passed the test and they investigate, everything's good, then in the second line of 20, that Tosefta says, then, Meshameshim Echav HaKohanim, maybe Asiris Eifa was a carbon, 1/10 of an Eifa, that's a measurement, it was a mincha offering, a flower offering, they're called the Minchas Chinuch. That was the first thing that the Kohen did. He had to bring a special carbon, that was his inauguration, you know, his initiation rite, so to speak. All right, but once he passed it, that, then he brought that carbon and so on. Okay? All right, but okay, and that's how the Rambam paskins. We take a look. Hilchos Bias Hamikdash Paragvav Alacha Yeralav 21. Bezden Agadol Hayu Yoshin Melishkas Agozes V'Ikar Maaseh Matodir. One of their principal functions. Shein Yoshin Adonis Hakuna Ubod Kana Kohanim Bichusim Amunah. They would check the Kohanim for family genealogy and for physical blemishes and call coin Shemsa Psul Bichusim etc. The same thing brought Lahalacha in the Rambam. So we go back to the original question of the Shir, which was, are all our Kohanim today really Kohanim? Well, today there's no Lishkas Hagozes, there's no chamber anywhere, there's no office where we can check the genealogy of somebody claiming to be a Kohen, okay, without any accuracy. Okay, now the truth is, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, later in Kiddushin, Ayin Vav Omer Aleph, Mishnah said in 22, Ein Bodkin Lo Min HaMizbeach Lomalav Lo Min HaDuchan Lomalav. How far back did you have to go? Okay, how far back did you have to go in checking out the genealogy of a Kohen? So the Mishnah says, not from the Mizbeach and above. What does that mean? Rashi says in 23, Ain Bodkin Mizbeach Malah, Hischil Livdok Bimos, Umotcha Shavia Via. And the Mishnah there happens to marrying into a family that's Miyuchas for Kohanim. It's not for Kohanim per se, but for marrying into the family. But the point is, that min hamizbeach olamah means motza she'avi avi ashima shana mizbeach biyadu ashmiyuchasu. If they found in doing their research, they came upon an ancestor of this person who actually was known. There were witnesses that saw that he worked in the mikdash. He worked in the mizbeach. So then you don't have to check any further.
That's how does it happen? Huh? How does it happen that they have a problem? They should not have a problem because Kohanim families worked one on this, so they were known. So,
right, but sometimes there could have been a Kohen somewhere along the line. Maybe the Kohen married a divorced woman, in which case the children are not Kohanim and so on. But they would check that. They had to check, but they had to check back. And good. So, but you don't have to. That's the Gemara says. Why not? And I involve. I'm amazing. Same thing by the Levium. Lomina Duchan Lomalaf. They find that he sang with the Levium, then it's good. So the Gemara explains why. And I involve him in base 24. Ain Bodkim and his Bechel Amala, my time. Ilaz Badkul, I'll have a maskula, because they never would have let him work in the base of Mikdash if they hadn't thoroughly checked out. So that's for sure good. Okay. And same thing with the Levium, right? They would be checked out, right? So then, and Rashi and Sanhedrin, as Rashi and Kedushan, I involve base refers to back to that Gemara that we saw earlier, or that Mishnah and Midos, Shoshamayu Yosh, Melishashka, look at 25. Rashi and Kedusha, I involve base, Dil Maskel, Shoshama Yoshim, Lishkas Gazza Yoshim, Sanhedrin, we told him to Shachar, Thomas Rabbim, from morning till afternoon, Umiyachs, and Sakahana Valabim, and I have the Psulim and Avodim and Adukhan to get rid of those who apostle the Ritva. Links it specifically to the Mishnah Midos, right? The Gemara doesn't make that direct a link, but the Ritva and Kedusha, I involve base, 26 says, Pirish Haki Tanan Hassan refers to that Mishnah Midas we saw before in 18, Parakeh Mishnah Dalit. That was the Lishkas Hagozes and so on and so forth. So now, there's an interesting question that really would, relate to this issue. And what do you mean both good? So when we found somebody who worked in a Beis HaMikdash, so how many, we have to have two Edim, right? You have to have two witnesses. Is one witness enough? Now, we have a general principle called Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Right? In matters of Isser Veheter, matters of something that's permissible, not permissible. So we trust in Eid Echad. For other purposes, we need two Eidim. In monetary matters, we need two Eidim. For Dover Sheva Erva, for marriage issues, sometimes we need two. Right? What's this situation? Where does this fit in? But it sounds like it fits in with eight echonim yisurin, right? And therefore one eight should be enough. But there is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. We know Dvarim Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Tes Vav in general 27. Lo yakum eight echad b'ishul chol avon l'chol chatos. In general, one eight is not believed l'chol avon l'chol chatos. Okay, and al pishnei edim al pishol shen yakum dover the sifrei there in Parsha Shoftim. Piska kuf pei ches says in Os Tes Vav 28. And it's not only true about din and fashas, right? Layokum erechad bish ainly ala din and fashas. What about din and mamonos and so on and so forth? You need always two edim. And among the things that are mentioned, look at the end in 28, lahalos lekahuna. That seems also to need two edim to verify or to elevate somebody to the status of a fully functioning kohen requires two edim. That's what this sifrei. That's what the sifrei says. Now, keep that in the back of your head. The Rambam. Hilchos Yisurin Biyah Parakhof Halacha Beis 29. The Rambam says, "Ezehu Kohen Miyuchos, who is indeed a Kohen with proper genealogy, proper lineage." 29. Kol Sheidu Olav Shnei Edim Shu Kohen Ben Ploni Hakohen Uploni Ben Ploni Hakohen Ad Ishenu Tzorach Bedika. You have two witnesses who say, "We know this family going back, you know, and the grandfather, and then someone had checked out the grandfather, goes all the way back to somebody that doesn't need bedika. Who doesn't need bedika?" So Rambam says, "Who are kohen sheshimo shel gabi mizbeach? If we can have two edim, and there were always edim present, then good. Okay, shilo barku bezagal achav lo amarichan solabur, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to work in the mikdash. Lefike lefikach ain botkim mizbeach olamala. But anyway, the point is, the Rambam seems to stress there have to be two edim, even though we usually say erecha nem bisurin." In a tshuva, the Rambam deals with this question. Tshuva's Rambam simin tof mem, the Blau edition 30, right? She'ela imalin lekuna pi erechot. Rambam writes the answers. Ushaltim miyam amichosim du'u. Look what he says. I'm going to come back to this point. Shekola kohanim shebizman hazeh. The Rambam now is writing in the 1100s. Okay, you know, 800 or more than 800 years ago. He writes du'u shekola kohanim shebizman hazeh bechazokim kohanim ve'enam miuchosim. Our kohanim today, says the Rambam, they're chazoka. Chazoka means a halachically valid assumption. There's an assumption they're actually kohanim, but they're not miuchosim. They're not full proper genealogy kohanim. A miuchosim who she'idol of shnei edim, that you need two edim, like he said in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Urbiyah Perkav Alach Beis in 29, right? Who she'idol of shnei edim shu beno shel ploni hakohen v'shu kosher v'chein tzorach shnei edim al aviv shu ben ploni hakohen v'shu kosher v'chein al avi aviv hakol be'edim ad ish she'enol tzorach v'dika kigon she'idol shnei edim shu aviv shel zeh of shezeh ra'inu m'shamesh agav izbeach or we know him. You know, and so on. The Sanhedrin checked him out. Otherwise, they would have let him work and so on and so forth. So Rambam also insists on two edim. However, the question is, what happened to the principle of Erechanan Bisurin? So Mechanan Wasim and Al-Koponim, in the Kovet Shurim there in Ksubis, in Osamech He, says he thinks that this requirement of two edim is only Drabonim. Look what he writes in 31. Mevur Bisugin, the Lechula Alma Tzork Shne Edim, Velo Sagi Be Erechad, after Eid Echad, Neman Lachilot Betruma. Okay, we do believe in Eid Echad testifying about a person insofar as we can give him Truma to eat. Now, Dabar Poshet, therefore, the Zeina Elam Drabonon. It's only Drabonon. The Midoraisa ain't Tam Lachalek Machilas Truma Bein Hakosha Avodom Mizbeach. So to let somebody serve in the Beis HaMikdash with, you know, on the Mizbeach, that you need two Eidim. The Sanhedrin will investigate, you need two Eidim to verify it. But for Truma, you only need one. Okay, and the Rav Chanan posits that really one aid would be enough, but for serving Mizbeach, we were more strict. That's a B'Shamsha for a Hirsch, and not Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim, because after all, didn't we have the Sifrei? How could we say that? Back in 28, we had a Sifrei on the Pasuk that says you can never rely on one aid. One of the things mentioned that Sifrei back in 28, Priska Kuf Peches, was Lahalos Minak Lakahuna. Sounded like you needed two. B'Shamsha for a Hirsch, that's an Asmach. It's only Drabonin, and it's not really a Drosha, it's an Asmach. So really, according to many, you need, certainly one aid should be enough, but that he should work on his back. For that, you need two. So, and the truth is, yeah.
Rambam, I think one of the shurim the Rav spoke, that Rambam was talking about the fact that in Babel, the youngsters were, didn't know what's happening in Judaism so much.
Right, so we'll see a little bit about that. We may touch on. We'll see a little bit about that.
So, what did they do with the Kohanim?
So let's see. And then the question, really, more than that, what do they do today? You know, that's a problem. So There's another statement in Ksubas, Chav Darav and Aleph, 33, where the Gemara says the following, Tana Rabbanim, Ani Kohen B'chaveirai Kohen. Okay? Two guys show up together, and I say, I'm a Kohen, and my friend's also a Kohen. So, Ne'man L'achilo B'trumo, but V'eino Ne'man L'asio Isha. Okay? That's enough to allow him to eat Truma. Okay? But not enough to let him marry a woman. Now, marry a woman means in a situation where certain families only allowed their daughters to marry into families that had bona fide yichus as kohanim, okay, for whatever the reason, not for now. And that's not enough. Ad shu gimel. For that, you need three people, two of them testifying about this guy. Shnayim edim azeh, shnayim edim azeh. Two about, you know, each of the two guys said, I'm a kohen, my friends are kohen. So basically, each guy only had one person testifying beside himself. Right, but that's why he says you need three for marriage, right? For me, for the full yichus, basically, that's like working on the mizbeach, right? That's the full yichus that's necessary. Okay, Yehuda says no. Even to feed him truma, you need to have three different people together, two testifying about each. Okay, Rashi explains why the Tanakama holds. Why does the Tanakama hold that you can believe him for truma purposes, but not for the higher requirements? So Rashi explains 34. They made a mila for marriage purposes. They required even more definitive knowledge. Okay, now what does this question revolve around? So the Gemara suggests on Chav Dalam Beis in 35. The problem is like this: what are they worried about? Really, one aid enough? Like we said before, really one aid is enough, but. And they made a special rule that for marriage and for working on his back, you need more. But wait a minute. So what's the machlokas? Machlokas is, well, if they're going to let him eat truma, somebody's going to say, oh, he ate truma. It must be a real car, right? So the question is, do we say malin mitruma liyuchsin? Is eating truma enough evidence? So the Chacham said, no one's going to mix it up. It's two separate realms. And Abihuda was afraid it's not two separate realms. Therefore, you better have two aid for Truma as well. As Rashi explains, 36, B'malam and Truma Yuchsin. Abihuda saw our Rosh, Machin Truma, Adam Chesu's coin, made a law, Bechol Mokum, true coin. If I saw a guy in Truma, so I'll testify that he's a coin. Right? And then I have two of us will see, we'll testify in front of the Bezin and the Sanhedrin that he's a coin. We saw him eat Truma. No, but that's not enough. Okay, that's going to, according to the Chacham, nobody will do that. But according to Yehuda, we're always worried about it. Therefore, we better not. And Rabbanan said, we're not worried about that. Okay? That's the, Ritvo explains there in Ksubas, Chavtaun Reis 37, the truma is only a matter of yisiv hetter, so one eight is enough. And we're not worried that the person is going to make a mistake and they're going to make that jump. But what about other roles of the Kohanim? So that same Sugin Ksubas, Chavtaun Reis 38, Ma'ula halos minasiyas kapayim liyuchsin. Can I testify? The guy, Simi Duchens, he goes up and he does Birchas Kohanim. So obviously he's a Kohen, no? Right? The guy does Birchas Kohanim. Is that enough? Is that enough to say that he's definitely a Kohen? So Gemara says, well, that may be a question according to no matter what you hold about Truma. Maybe that we're worried about we might say that from Truma, we might say, yeah, I'm going to testify as a real coin, because a non-coin who eats Truma is Chayv Misa. That's a heavy duty Yisr. But Nesias Kapayim, so he wasn't a coin, so he went up, big deal. So there, we're not worried that someone's going to make a mistake and say, I'm sure he's a real coin, because he duchen. What do you mean? There's some people, maybe not. Truma not. And maybe it makes no difference. Then the Gemara says the other way, maybe Truma, people don't know about it. It's in private. What he eats is in private. Who's watching what he's eating? So there, we're not as worried. But by Nesias Kapayim, we will be worried, because it's a public thing. The guy wouldn't have the chutzpah. That's the language of the Gemara, right? Ilav coin, who kula hailo machzi finish now. The guy's a chutzpah. He's going to go up and duchen, and he's not a coin. He wouldn't do that. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. That's the question whether, you know, it's a machlokas comes out of Chista and Rav Avina. And I printed the Rashi's there in 39, right? And maybe the difference in the Yisra Misa, fine. You look in the Rishon and the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo there on that sugya, on Ksubas Chav Dalam Beis. So we'll look at the Ramban at 40. Ma'ala Halas Menesis Chama Chuchsin. The question is like this. In Tim Tzalam Ma'ala In Tzvichim Shnayel Ha'alav. Menesis Kapayim. Okay, that would mean, and that's the point I'm trying to bring out, that we wouldn't let a guy do chanita unless they're two eidim. Because if we're concerned that once somebody sees someone's duchen, we're concerned, you know what? They're going to testify that he's an actual kohen. Well, in opinion, then they won't testify as actual kohen based on duchenim because we're not so careful about duchenim. But if you are, then you better have two eidim before you let a guy duchen, because we're going to extrapolate from there that he's a real kohen. And he's going to move from duchen, he's going to move to doing the avodah. He's going to move from, you know, to marrying into these special families and so on. So therefore, but if we're not worried about jumping from Nesias Kapayim to other things, then one aid is enough to let a guy duchen. Okay? Just like by Truma. Okay, so that's how the Ramban and the Rashbam kind of make it that way. Also, Ritva brings in the Rabbeinu Tam in 42, the Chiddush Ritva there in Ksubas Chotam Beis, Anochen Kamash Pish Ritva Tam, Dochi Ikerbay, and here's the question, Imalan Lesis Kapayim, Apiedecharalo. Okay, let's do it differently. Can we bring them up from, but okay, for our purposes, we'll leave it at that, but we just see that, you can look at that as a little bit of a difference. You know, maybe Nesias Kapayim is different because there's no Isser involved. Anyway, let's take a look at what the Rambam says in Perek Chof still of Hilchos Yisur Biyah, Halacha Dalet 43. Mi she'idu olav shnei eidim she'ra'u she'ocho b'truma shel Torah harei z'miyuchas. Yeah, if two eidim saw that he eats truma, then he's considered a kohen miyuchas. Ve'in ma'an liyuchsal Nesias Kapayim ve'lo mikriya b'tar risho ve'lochilu truma v'esagonos ve'lo p'yarechot. But for yuchsin purposes, the full status, the full genealogy, the full lineage, and in all, then you cannot jump from Nesias Kapayim. Or why? Because apparently the Rambam held for Nesias Kapayim, for Kriya B'Torah Rishon, or getting the first aliyah. Maybe you say, well, of course they're kohen. He always gets the first aliyah in the shul. Is that enough to determine that he's an actual kohen? Not necessarily. So those things, the Rambam says, well, apparently one eid is enough for that, but you can't extrapolate from there that he's got the full status. That's what Shulchan Aruch also says. Simon Gimel of Eben Ezer, Siv Beis, 44. Hoya eid echad meidelam. Ne'eman lachil b'truma is manazeh. You can give him truma nowadays, which is not truma, it's only drabbanon. The likos b'tar rishon, you can give him the first aliyah just at the base of eid echad, right? The lisa's kapov, you can go duchen, okay? And afilu aviv ne'eman lov, and his own father can testify, even though your parent usually can't testify for a child. But here the father says, this is my son, he's a kohen, so that's good enough. Okay? And afilu mishtaros. Malanakun is manazet. So I left that out of the Gemara. It's in the Gemara too. Even from a document, Ketza, the Shulchan Aruch spells it out. Harsha Kosu Bistar, Ploni Koin, Love Me Ploni Mana. You write a document. You say, this document, Chaim Ben Yaakov a Koin, borrowed $1,000 from Moshe Bensi. Right? Since it says in the document, where the guy signed the document, right? He signed his name, Ephraim Ben Avraham a Koin. Right? Is that a no? So, Adam Achazon, Hayez Bechesk is calling me Kohana Zman Ze. That's enough. To establish eid echad is enough for those things to make him a kohen bizman hazeh. And he says, v'chein, third line of 44, there in the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein malin min nesias kapayim, u'mekir b'tar rishon li'as kohen, kekohane zman zeh. Ram was talking about in general, to the full yuchsin, for marriage, into these special families, for serving in the Beis HaMikdash, that you can't extrapolate from nesias kapayim or from the first aliyah. But today, to be a kohen for today, that's good enough. So here we see, but even here, it seems that an eid echad is necessary. That's the point. It seems that an eid echad is necessary even here. So do we require that today? So let's see further. Okay. The Mishnah says in Ksubas Chav Gimel Bay, that started the whole discussion, 45. What about testifying about yourself? Okay. I say I'm a Kohen. Is that enough? So, ain't them money. Rashi says, ain't them money, litan lem truma. Okay? And the Rashbo writes in the Tshuva, chelek alaf simen tof, lamed zayin, 47. Ain't them money, lomer koin hu lachel b'truma, the kol shekain, the hu atzmo in a nemon, afal gav, de rechanam bisurin. Okay? Even though erechanam is you, even yourself. Okay? Even though usually erechanam bisurin, nemon bisurin, afal gav, the savil agui can find it out. You know why? Because here we have a reason to be suspicious. Okay? You know, if my wife serves me supper, I don't have to have two eidim that she bought the meat in the kosher store. She says she bought it in a kosher store. We assume. So that's good enough. Eid echad, I'm be suing. Rashbo says different. You know why? 47, look at the last line. The tshuvas Rashbo, chelakarov, some top lamed zayin. Behind the time of the chashti behachi tfei mi Yisrael, we shouldn't have a shvach yuchsin berevach matnos kehuna, lo lazar l'dorosa. 1 second. maybe the guy wants to get in on, what do you call it, on Matnos Kahuna. So it says it's a kohen. I had a story, I once had a story here in town. Somebody, a couple was, the man was born Jewish, the woman was not. She had had a reform conversion. And they started to come to a program that I ran, the JLA, Jewish Learning Experience. They were coming to class and becoming more from, and they learned with me privately, and on and on. And eventually, they said, you know, she said she's converted, and it's a Reform conversion. She realized not valid. She wants to redo it and have an Orthodox conversion, and we're going to raise an Orthodox family. So, good, I'm talking to them. Then I asked the husband, by the way, you a Kohen? So he said, yeah. So I must have turned different shades of various colors. And because he said, why is that a problem? I said, we'll talk, because a coin's not a marry a convert, okay? But he was already married to her and so on and so forth. So I did some investigation, whatever. I spoke to Rabbi Shechter, Shalit, and Rabbi L'Chaim L'Chaim spoke to him, David Feinstein. Rabbi Shechter's direction, I spoke to him, David Feinstein. He said he wanted someone else to agree with him. And they both agreed that if we have, can we find any, who says he's a coin? Who says he's a coin? Right? He's not religious. Nobody in his family is religious. Who says he's a coin? Yeah, who said it's a coin? I'm interrupting myself, but there's a sefer written called Atzei B'Stuas, Atzei B'Song, I think it's called Rav Sender Rovitz, Rav Milwaukee, does a lot of gittin in the Midwest. He has some fascinating stories about ignorant Jews who didn't know anything. You know, in a case where a person came and said that, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, said, I'm a coin. How do you know you're a coin? Well, my father's name was Aaron. And it says in the, many times in the Bible, the sons of Aaron are Kohanim. So my father's name was Aaron. He thought every person's name Aaron, sons of Cohen. That they didn't realize. So another story where there was a woman, I think, said her grand, she must be from a family of Cohenim. Why? Because her grandfather was the chief rabbi in such and such a town in Europe. So therefore what? No, because she understood like a priest, right? Like a goyish priest, is the religious leader of the town. So he's a priest. So my grandfather's the chief rabbi of such a town, must be a priest, must be a Cohen. So people don't know. So anyway, I couldn't find any, I was lucky with this case, I couldn't find any Shomer Shabbos person in the family who could testify. There was no Shomer Shabbos who could testify. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, by the way, has chulis, you know, can you rely on the fact that on the matzeva, in the cemetery, have the fingers, you know, like Kohanim? Is that enough to say that he's a Kohanim? Very interesting chulis. But anyway, in this particular case, I found an aunt who was Shomer Shabbos. Okay, not that knowledgeable, but a firm woman. So I asked, any Kohanim in your family? She said, my family? I don't think so. Then she asked me, to tell me, Rabbi, is there any monetary benefit to being a Kohen nowadays? So I said, no, not really. She said, oh, because in my family, they would tell you they're Kohanim just to get the monetary benefit. That's what she said. But no, my family, if there were any way to make money out of it, they would vouch for you. They'd say they're Kohanim. So that's this Rosh Bo. And I wrote, the Rosh says the same thing. You're getting paracase in your base, 48. Therefore, we don't rely even on Eid Echad, you know, and certainly he himself can't testify himself because, you know, people might be dishonest. The Miri writes in the base of here, there in Subas Chavdam, the base 49, the Miri writes, Kashem Shem Malam Ischaris Liuchson, Kachin Malam Nisis Kapayim Liuchson. And when it says Duchan, ain't both committed Duchan, he says Duchan doesn't mean Duchaning like we use today, the Kohanim's platform, rather with the Levium stood and so on. And yeah, the only thing is, because today truma is only drabbanan anyway, but he says at the end, if someone saw him eating truma deraisa, then that would be okay. The thing is like this: that's the psak. Okay, the Rambam writes. Okay, let's say the Ran on the Rif there in Ksubas Yud Amud Bey is going over to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in 50. And the Maskel with Garcia says Mikan Nirisha Mishaba. Here's a case that relates today. Mishaba Vama Ani Koino Levi. A guy comes in and says, "There's no Eid Echad, nothing." And he says, "I'm a kohen. Ain't no sin or rishus likos b'torah kedino shari malin mikris atar l'chumah." The Ran Paskins, and the Ran's well after the time of the Beis Hamikdash. The Ran Paskins here that if a guy shows up in shul and says, "I'm a kohen," we have no way to verify it, no edim or nothing, so we can't assume he's a kohen given the first aliyah. And he goes, "V'chein kasa Rambam perek basically zerbiya." Rambam also says like that. It's in the next thing in 51. The Rambam perekov alechid gimel. Look what he writes: Misha Bob is manazevam or kohen ani ain't on eman. Okay, the ain malan osulakun al piatzmo below yikar b'torah rishon below yisus kapo. Okay, can't talk any.
We're doing that in shul today.
Yes, yeah, so that's it. Go back.
Yes, are you kohen? Yes, and they tell it.
Go back to 50, not just today. The second line, okay, the harav of the second line of 50 in the middle, the harav of Moshe Kohen Ramach, kaso tema, and it's Rambam tema. Dimin hagenu lahaminu likos b'torah. Today we do believe, not just today. The Magad Mish also there in Parakov Alachid Gimel 52 also quotes this from our minig is we do believe him. And he says, why? because lo ichbas la mikra rishon. Okay, what's the problem? So he's not a Kohen, he got the first aliyah. Big deal. Okay, it's not that nothing went wrong. Okay, you know.
I have a real story, okay. Rabbi.
So, yeah.
My uncle was living in Yerushalayim in Baka.
Yes.
So he said that one Shabbat, the new guy, a Persian guy, just moved to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So they asked him the same question. Are you Kohen? He says, yes.
Yeah.
So he lived there for 10 years. And one Shabbat, they called him and said, I'm not Kohen anymore. So what's the matter? He said, before I moved, I had a big ice camp. And I know that if it will go good, I'll be Kohen for 10 years. And that's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you have the problem. So Maestro Shahoya, very good. So the Magid Mishnah brings the Ramach also with the Maestro the minute, because we do believe. And he says, because not such a big deal, you might give him Tumma. We're not worried about it, especially Tay Tumma to Rabbanon. Anyway, that's where the Ran ends on Yalafanah 50. Shemin Agenu Akshav, Shemin Tumma Mitsuya Akshav. We don't have Tumma anyway today. Anyway, we're not so much worried about it. But the Maestro, it seems to be Machlokas. You look in the Shulchan Aruch 53. Simon Gimel, Ebenezer Simon Gimel, Sif Aleph, Misha Bob, Isman Azeb, Omar Kona, Enon Eman, Vain Man also cannot be Atzma, but Loyaka with Torishon, but there are more rights, Vieshom and Denemon. We do believe in Likos, but Torishon, Melissa's Kap, Isman Azesha, Ain Lan, the Truma, the Raisa, we're not worried about it, Machay Nogan, Edom, Machom, Machom, any place where there's no Truma, we don't worry about it. Now, that's a big caveat, any place no Truma. So, 1 second, what about an Eretz Yisrael? That's how the Knosset Kelim on the side of the page. Take a look in 54. The Chalkas Mechokek, there in some Gilson Cotton Bays, says, but if Mokom Shogin in our field between the Rabbanon, then we better be worried about it. Okay? So it means in Eretz Yisrael today, we do have Truma Rabbanon. So that's a problem. Okay? Maybe we shouldn't call him up to the Torah because it might be a problem. The Beis Shmuel, in 55, in Shukot and Bays, and some Gimel writes, he quotes the Rahi Magid, you know, says that the he says in the name of the Ramach, third line of 55, Minig Shalonu Lahamin. Our meaning is we do believe. We're not worried about it because Truma is only Drabonon, and therefore the Hain Teretz Mishim, the Ain Ononogim are Tsusen Lechel Truma. In law, no, mizem. Shum hoki lo chashin or shum dover, and Hashem yochav with chumah. We're about chumah because the guy, what's the big hanor to get the first aliyah? I don't know. Maybe for some people that is. Okay. Aval ain chashash, mishum is kapayim or shalat Torah. But ube eretz Yisrael, the nohagim chumah, then ain or neman a filib is manazeh. Vaklal sha'ol and medinim elin in yuchsim. Here's a good summary from the Beit Shmuel. Last four lines. Okay. The Beit Shmuel said, give us a good base. Vaklal sha'ol. Medinim Elu, Hula Inyan Yuchsim, Lechul Amibin, Shnei Edim Ksherim. Okay? And the Rambam says you need two Edim for other things also. And the Ran and the Magad Mishnah disagree, and so let's have a little summary of what we saw there. What they didn't speak about, but the Ber Hatev does in Sivkot and Aleph, what about Pidyon HaBen? It's also mentioned in the Seder. What about Pidyon HaBen? Giving him the 5 silver coins. That's a monetary gain. All right, look at the Ber Hatev, Sivkot and Aleph, Yesh Lachkor. That's worth about $100. It depends on the price of silver. So it fluctuates, but a certain amount of ounces of silver. But whatever it is, it's about $100. So can we do that? They see the coin. Who's going to get for Pidyon HaBen? Oh, that guy, he duchens in our shul. He must be a coin. Like your friend, you know, from Persia or whatever. They gave him money for Pidyon HaBen. Oh, it's a big problem. And he leaves it at Tzarech Ian. Okay. Other thing mentioned are what about the Surim of Kahuna? What about the prohibitions? The Miri mentions that there in the Sugan Ksubas Chav Kimo Bey. He didn't want to call him Miri 57. He says, person says, oh, we don't believe him to give him the Aliyah, whatever else. Okay. Ela Shemachmir Ola Bisuri Kahuna Alpiv. But we won't let him marry a divorcee. That's what the Rambam says in Parakof Alaf Yigimel. Alaf Yigimel Bisuri Bia 58. Avol Oser Atzmo Begrusha Vizona Vichaloa. These are all the women that are coins not allowed to marry for our purpose, you know, divorcee. Well, you know, another type of woman, certain women, Kohanim can't marry. For that, you are believed. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch says that also in Paragimel Sif Aleph. Aba Oser Atzma Begrusha, B'son of Chalala, and Ve'enam Etamel Amesim, shouldn't go to the cemetery, both the Rambam and him say it, right? So there are Isurim involved. So it's interesting, that's the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, Kovitz Tshuva Simon Samet, 60, uses to answer the Pidyon HaBen question. Okay, first of all, he writes in the second line, he's bothered by the same problem. Okay, what about Pidyon HaBen? So in the second line, at the end of second line of 60, well, Pidyon B'choros lo shchichi kulehai. Okay, we don't have, Pidyon HaBen is not that common to begin. We don't have to make any exams. It's not so common. How many times, you know, to think about it, how many times do we get invited to Pidyon HaBen? It almost never happens, right? It's very, very rare. Okay, we once figured out, right, someone had a baby, there were five, with a bris, it's one in two possibility, right? It's 50-50, they have a bris. But with Pidyon HaBen, it's much less common. So we figured out the baby was born, there were five reasons there was no Pidyon HaBen. Number one, the father was a Levi. When the father's a Levi, there's no Pidyon HaBen. Number two, the mother was a Bas Kohen. So the mother comes from a family Kohen, and there's also no Pidyon HaBen. Reason number three, there was no Pidyon HaBen, was because the baby was born by cesarean section, a Dotsi Dolphin. It wasn't a natural birth. It's only when it's a natural vaginal birth that we have Pidyon HaBen. The third reason, no Pidyon HaBen. The fourth reason, no Pidyon HaBen, it wasn't her first child. She had other children, so there's no Pidyon HaBen. And the fifth reason is because it was a girl, not a boy. So for all those reasons, there's no Pidyon HaBen. So it comes out a lot of reasons, but there's no Pidyon HaBen. So that's what some sophist says, not
and
that common.
Losing the firstborn, too.
She had the miscarriage. Yeah, it wasn't the first. Wasn't the first child. Yeah. Anyway, but the Sam Sofer says by Pidyon HaBen, he says first of all, most of the time they give the money back. No, they give the five coins. The Kohanim give it, you know, they give it back to the person. They give some little gift. It's not such a big thing. And furthermore, he says, why should somebody lie? And now he's gonna ask himself to Grusha to other. So Sam Sofer is not as concerned now. What about the Kohanim, you know, today? So already in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, we've already seen that the Kohanim today, we don't have Edom and so on. We believe him, at least for certain things we can believe him, of course, and so on. The Rambam says not. But the Ramach and others say we can believe a person up to a point. So there's a Pasuk in Ezra, Perek Beis. Pasuk Samach Aleph refers to certain Kohanim. Bnei Kohanim, Bnei Chavai, Bnei Akos, Bnei Barzilai. They were identified with the Barzilai family, who were not Kohanim. Okay, they took from family Barzilai Giladi, right? And all these Kohanim, look in Samach Bay, second Pasuk of 61. Eila Bikshuk Sava Misyachsev Lo Nimso. They looked for their family lineage trees, their family trees, their genealogy, and couldn't find them. V'yigolam Kuna. They were thrown out of being Kohanim. They were not eligible Kohanim in the Bayi Sheni. Samach Gimel V'yoma HaTir Shosa, that's Nechemiah. More explains why it was a nickname of Nehemiah. Asher Loyoch Mikodesh Kodesh Aramot Kohen Lo Urim Etumim. They can't come back until there'll be a coin with Urim Etumim. It's a way of saying, take a look on the next page. Look at Rashi. Right, Rashi says 62 Perek Beis. These Kohanim, they couldn't find their Ksav Yuchsin. Right, they lost it, and they therefore were thrown out of the Kohuna. Pasuk Samagimah Hatarshas. That's Nehemiah. Why that was his nickname. Aramod coin, they're not going to be able to come back until the coin comes back. It says Rashi, Ka'odom Arachavar Adimos HaMashiach. Like we say today, it'll never happen again until Bias Gold Tzedek. It's a slang, it's a, not a slang, it's an expression. So that's those days, that was the expression. Ka'odom Arachavar Adimos HaMashiach. It'll never happen. Right, so this Gemara is quoting Subas Chav Dal Amr Bey, 63. And the Gemara says, the Tanya Biosi Omer Gedola Chazoka, right? The Chazoka works for certain things, but not for everything. Okay? Now, and the Gemara tells this whole story, all right? And these Kohanim couldn't find the Ksav Yuchsin and so they were removed from being Kohanim. We didn't rely on the Chazoka. Why? What do you mean? So why not rely on the Chazoka? So Gemara says in the fourth line of 63, Shani Hochad Dereya Chazkayu. Okay, there was something wrong. Their Chazoka was weakened by a certain other fact that they identified by a different name and so on. Again, the details are not that important, okay? But that they would not be allowed to eat from that. Tosfos points out, Rashi says, Rashi says that the people see that they're not eating from the from kosher meat and so on. So therefore, we don't have to worry that they're going to be assumed to be Kohanim fully. And so anyway, for our purposes now, the Rambam says, I have to skip this little part of the sugya. Let's move to 66. The Rambam says, Hilchus Rabbiya Parakof Alach Aleph, Kol Kohanim Bizman Hazeh B'Chazoka Heim Kohanim. Okay, and it can only do things in the Drabonon. Not that a deraisa, you have to have a coin miyuchas. And the tshuva sarama, that same tshuva, we looked at before, it's even tough remember, 67, by hefresh, shvein kohen miyuchas, or kohen miyuchas, miyuchas, mishamash, mikdash, v'ocha b'kotche kotchem. And other things, right? Kohanim she'enem miyuchas, elam uzok mevad, enem ochen elam b'chalo tshuma drabonon. Okay, we don't even do that today. Okay? And they quoting from this Gemara in the story by Nehemiah. Anyway, but, it seems that they can do other things if they're Kohani Chazaka. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Urbi again, Perkov al Gadalid, Misha Eidu Alef Shnei Eidim Sharusha Ocha B'Tshuma Shal Torah, Eze Miuchas, fine. If we have witnesses that he ate Mamas Tshuma Doraisa, so then he's Miuchas. But Ve'ein Malin Liuchas Malom and Assis Kamayah Lo Mekriya B'Torah V'Rishon Lo Mekhil Tshuma V'Is Hagwanos Lo Pei Echalak B'Sua. But apparently those things you could do. Right? Apparently it looks like from the Rambam those things you could do. All right, for in Halacha Tes, Ram writes also, if a guy was duchening, apparently that doesn't need the same status. And maybe that's because he had an eight echor. We don't, you know, but the on the second line of Halacha Tes, Ram writes, that's all true, being in Yichus. Aval Chazaka, she a coin, Kekonez Manzev, Yochel Chumachalot from the Risofim, that we can be malach from Shtaros, when the Sias Kapayim, and eight echor, and so on. You still need something, but if he duchen and if he got the first aliyah, that we can do that he's at least a kohen of his manazeh. But the Rambam still seems to need, even for that, an eight echad like we saw before. Guy's not even believed about himself. We saw the Ramach disagreed. Okay. There's another beautiful summary from the Meiri on his commentary on Kiddush and Samach Tesla Beis, which has the same discussion as there in Ksubas. And the Meiri writes, Bizman Shabis Mikdash Kayam, Loher Konoch Bechuma, Elator, El Shotor, Bekachim, Bekoshim, Loher Makim. Serving the mikdash, and then can I come yuchas bevadai? Who coin? What does it mean? Sheidu alav and so on. They had the aidim going back to somebody didn't need. Then the beach and so on. On the third line, about towards the end, about coin shel chazaka, eino ochel ele bekatcha gvul, only tshuma d'rabbanan. And even there, as we have a chazaka in that place, but in a place with tshuma shel Torah, we have exera. And again, a beautiful summary of a lot of stuff what we discussed. Okay, and he quotes that same gemara, which is in kiddush over there in Samach Tes, that. Chedachem, he said they can't serve as a coin until Bias Gold Tzedek, right? Until Mashiach comes and so on, to be Mevare the Yuchsim, to clarify lineage, all right? But he mentions that there are some who say, okay, there are some who disagree, there are some who say that we can be more Makel, but he said, even though, and allow certain things, even, you know, even for Kohen and Chazaka, but he makes a distinction between where you are and when it is. He says, Golas Bavel, it wasn't such a long Golas, and it was still had chazokas and so on, but today, you know, we need a Navi to straighten out. And indeed, I would say, can't do any of these things. Certainly not the, you know, the Daraisa things, and even some of the other things that we saw as a machlokas. So the Gemara, the Pasuk of Malachi, Paragimel, end of Treyosa, Pasuk Gimel, right before the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol, it says, V'yoshav mitzar from a tire, kesev a tier is b'nei Levi. So Gemara says in Kiddushin of Ayman Beis on the bottom 71, Omer chamar chanina kishakam shbarachu mitar shvotim, shivto shalevi mitar tchila. When a kashbarachu is going to be mitar, Rashi says, mitar means miyachsam, clarify, purify the lineage. He's going to start with Shevet Levi and clarify who's a Kohen and who's a Levi and so on. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, that to start with the Levim and the Kohanim and the Rambam. Paskins like that. Hilchos Malachim per Gidbeis Halacha Gimel. B'yimei HaMelech HaMashiach K'shetis Yashev Mamlach Tov Yiskab Tov Kho Yisrael Yisyach Sukulam Alpi Baruch HaKodesh Shem Rolav. They'll all be through Ruch HaKodesh assigned to the proper Shevet, the way he's supposed to belong, and so on. So therefore, bottom line is today, Kohanim are only Kohanei Chazok, and the question is, what are they allowed to do? What are they not allowed to do? And it's not so simple. It's not so simple. First of all, does Kohanei Chazok mean they're a Suffolk? Okay, they're a Suffolk. We're not really sure. Someone mentioned before it's a Suffolk. Well, that's how some Rishonim seem to say. Okay, that's how some Rishonim seem to say. It's Taka Suffolk. The Amshel Shlomo, Rebbe Kamet Perek Hay, Simon Lamed Hay 74, the Amshel Shlomo implies that today, it talks about a case where someone was Makdish something. So the Hektish today, but there's no Hektish. So the question is, what's the status of that? And does it work today? Or can you give it to a Kohen? And if they already did give it to a Kohen, and he says, look at the end of the first line. Me'achar shabem v'nasenu ein lano hayichus k'mo she'ob bizman abayis v'afilu achar churban v'me'atanam amorem. They're still careful about these things. They still had yichus, but now me'rov arichus hagolos gzeros hagerushim. There were divorces. There were remarriages. We don't have any of these records anymore. Nisbabel, everything's mixed up. Okay? And therefore today...
Divorce or gerushim from different countries.
Right. And who knows what happened? Who's keeping track of the records and so on and so forth. So it sounds like, okay, with the last words of the Amshel Shlomo that I printed there, Mishum Delo Machzikinim Bizman Hazeh LeKohen Badai. Today we will not consider a coin to be a coin of Badai. And we're going to have run in Sim Tofnun Zion, Silkus Pesach, about Hafrosh's Chalaf and the Matzahs and so on. Sim Tofnun Zion, Shekotin Tess, 76, the Maharav Ram brings this Yom Shel Shlomo, and he says that today we assume that, you know, he brings us Lalocha. He says we're not so sure that the person is actually a Kohen. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in one of his Tshuvas, Shilas Yavetz, Chelek Aleph, Sim Kuf Nun Hei, talks about Pidyon HaBen. He thinks the Minig, to give back, he says, Masha Noagin Harbe Kohanim Lahaksir HaPidyon, Shenachonu Ben, that's the right thing to do. Betov L'Yosher L'Hogin Tomid. Okay, you should do it. Because by Kohane Chazoka, who has a guy's a real Kohen? We don't know, and therefore we should give it back. All right? And Nirish ain't coin yofa of Kiamom because Kosanagwa doesn't have so strong Kazaka. Ukima 3 lines to the bottom, she omer de Medina Tzwichin Lahaksidak. The coin sure must give back, he proposes. Okay? And therefore, not only that, but he says, you know, people should be careful. Being had the firstborn son, we poded a son, find another coin. Maybe the first coin is no good. You should keep being poded a son. That's the development of the Gaon, they say like that. He would give Pidyon HaBen money to many, many different Kohanim. He was trying to find the Kohen Miuchas. Okay, the Rappaport family is such a tradition. But anyway, the Shulis Yavetz also says like that. He says, and the same thing. And he even says that someone from the family of Kohanim Levim, he says, should do Pidyon HaBen. Because who said they're really from the family of Kohanim? So there are a lot of chumras in this. We have them. They're on the base of fact that we don't know that they're really Kohanim. David Kalin and Chuba Shulis David. Kuntras Dvishot Tzim Rishalayim, when they wanted to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, could we have Kohanim today? Marmer Beis, he also says that they're not, we don't know, they know the Chazokah is nothing for the Torah, it's only a Chazokah, you know, the bare minimum, and we don't really count them to be Vadai Kohanim. However, many disagree with this. The Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, on Hilchos Urbiyah Perek Beis, writes, he says, Minat Torah kol shu muksub de Aron HaKohanim, hu kohen l'chol ha'dvarim. No, the Kohen, he can't do certain things, but he's a Vadai Kohen for our purposes. The Hasoklin is Sorfan al Chazokah. It's Chazokah with the Raisa. The principle of Chazokah is the Raisa. We have it in many, many different halachas. We rely even sometimes to execute somebody based on a Chazokah. He has various rayas to this. You can look at it. Okay, and therefore today, for sure. Okay, yes, there are going to be certain things we're not going to allow. We wouldn't allow to work in the Beis HaMikdash we built today just based on a Chazokah, because that requires something higher. We wouldn't allow you to do those things which will lead people to think that you're a Kohen. Okay, but those things that we allow, okay, we allow. It's okay. And he says, even for things d'oraisa. After all, look at his conclusion. No, some chin alai b'pidyon b'chor. We rely on it for pidyon haben. What are you going to say that all the b'chorim that have been redeemed to the mizman hazer are not really redeemed? Then people weren't mekayim the mitzvah pidyon haben. No, we assume that he's a kohen for those purposes. The Maharit in the same family, Chelek Aleph Sim Pei, also says the same thing. Okay, how could we give it to a kohen if he wasn't really a kohen? We assume that he is a kohen. Chavis Yor also in the back of his tshuva says tshuva from David Oppenheim and Osalev. Also, he says the same thing, that that for those things that it works, it works. And Chassam Sofer writes, he disagrees. In the Tshuva Chelek Aradeis and Reitz Haref 82, disagrees with that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, all those chumers. And explains why, in a different, that same Tshuva looked at before, Kovet Tshuva Simen Samach, we'll move to finish up. He says the same thing. He says today, in the time of Ezra, okay, you can ask, well, why'd they disqualify those other guys from the Kohanim? So in their time, when they had an opportunity to present Ksav Yuch, they just lost it and so on. That's a different problem. Okay, then we wouldn't rely on a Chazokah. But today, we can rely on a Chazokah. Just to conclude with two other concluding inyanim, you know, there's a din to respect the Kohen and to always not only give him the first aliyah, but to give him the nicest piece of meat and the first choice to speak and so on and so forth. That's the mitzvah of Kidashto. Parsha Semo, Parakavala, Pasaches 84. The Kidashto, Kislecha Lakechu Makriv. What does the Kidashto mean? The Oren Gittin says on the Testament base, Tana the Rebbe Shmo, the Kidashto, the Chol Dovah Shemekdusha. Liftoach, Rishon, Olivarach, Rishon, Lito Money, Offer, Rishon, right? You're passing around the chicken wings. Offer it to the Kohen first, right? That's the din. Rashi fills in the blanks and then Tesson Bays and get the Raman Paskin this way. Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Dal Alocha Alav Alocha Bays. The Kohanim have a special status and therefore Alocha Bays. Torah Kolam Yisrael Lino Bo Kovod. Right? Harbe. Lots of Kovod. L'haktim Son Chol Dabar Shemekdusha. All right? Now the question is, we don't do that today. Do we always give the Kohen the nicest piece of meat? We give him the first Aliyah. A lot of times we ask to lead the bench, and we always get, he's going to speak first. We're not so makbid on this. We're going to have Rom wonders about that. And Simon Reish Aleph of Orachim Sikot and Dalit, okay, by this, by benching. But Tzorach Ian Loma in his horn, Achshu Lachti Makon Lachol Hanach Milu. How come nowadays no one relies on it, no one's careful about this anymore? And he says, "After the ain't on a bikini mechusik kahuna, because we don't really know is the guy's a real kohen." Well, I don't know if we had the chazaka stronger. Maybe we should worry about it. And as the Magen Avraham maybe is leaning on those posts we saw before, the Ram Shul Shlomo, and it's the Shitosa on the Magen Avraham, Lechus Pesach and the Yaakov Emden, who says that they're not really valid kohanim or vada kohanim. Therefore, taka, we don't have to worry about the kiddushto. The Mishabrua, though, and that same soon, Reish Aleph, Sukkot, Yud Gimel, 90, the Mishabrua writes, Tarach in Lama in his heart. Maybe it's because we don't have, not really sure who Kohanim are, but the Mishabrua concludes, and we call Mokal and Chatchil Bavada, yes, these are Bizet. You don't do it, you should. Maybe a guy really is a Kohen. So you should be careful. I remember, this I remember when I was in high school. So I said, Davin, in those days in the Y, base manager, David Lifshitz, and all the rock was still alive. He was an old man. And he sat in the front. Those who remember, he sat in the front of the base measures. And in the winter times, so there was a little closet there, still is, okay, where there was a coat. There was a coat. And he was an older man, it was hard to put on his coat. And some of the boys would go up and offer to help him with his coat. And he would always ask before, he'd ask about your coin. Because the coin didn't want, because you're not supposed to use a coin for personal service. And that's part of the covenant. I don't know what he was talking about. I was a ninth grade Italian. Why is he using the coins? He can give him a Leah now? He just wants to help with his coat. I don't know. Later on, I found out why. Anyway, but that's a question whether you need to do that today. Yeah, so the printed about hate, they've been some involved. So Cotton Bay is also a coin married once and wasn't supposed to. Do we have to worry about that? Do we make him get divorced or not? Finally, the Tiferes Yisrael. Chomer B'Kodesh, that's its introduction to Kodesh and Perek Dalad, Os Chav Zayin, discusses, or inside, I'm out of time, but it basically discusses whether, what about the bracha of Birchas Kohanim? It's a bracha of Atala. Can I, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe they shouldn't say bracha. The other suffix, brachas lahakel. Maybe he said that's only by Birchas Hanenem, by here it's perhaps a mitzvah d'oraisa. So he discusses why we rely on it. It's a little difficult because why we rely on it for allowing a coin. Maybe he's not a full coin, but we allow him to do it. Saying the brachas themselves are brachas, just psukim, that's allowed in any case. As far as the brachas concerns, he says we're not so worried about that. And maybe that's, we don't say suffer brachas lahakel by kiyam mitzvah. Anyway, these are some of the issues that come up regarding the question, are all kohanim today really kohanim? Well, we don't have any yuchsin, so maybe not. On the other hand, we can rely on some things. We don't have even an eid echad. Can we rely on a person saying himself is a kohen? Well, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Machmir, but the Rambam says we are, we do. The Rambam already said we do rely on it for that purpose, but we wouldn't for other purposes. The question about Binyan Ben and the different questions, whether he's a kohen, a suffix kohen, or no, he's a vada kohen. He's just a vada kohen of chazoka, kohen kohen chazoka. And the question is that's good enough for some things, not good enough for other things. Okay. Wish everybody a good Shabbos. We'll stop over here.
Go off, Rabbi Tabish. Thank you.
Rabbi Tabish.